Never again! Never forget! Never ignore the Nazi threat!
The last time Nazi groups held a rally in Wisconsin was November of 2002, when they joined with the Ku Klux Klan in Milwaukee. That time only 55 white supremacists turned out and were met by a much larger group of counter-demonstrators. The Minnesota-based National Socialist Movement predicts about 150 of its members will be in Madison this weekend to call for stricter immigration control on the Mexican border. No Nazis organizer Chris Dole says his group expects as many as 1,000 counter-demonstrators will turn out, including many from Minnesota and Illinois.
Our communities are least safe if Nazis aren't countered. The larger our demonstration will be, the more safe and peaceful we can keep it.
The National Socialist Movement is taking pains to distinguish itself from the Klan in its promotion of the Madison rally. The banner headline on its webpage reads, "Fighting for Race and Nation," but a spokesman for the group says their message is not about hate and insists the group is committed to nonviolence. Counter-demonstrators say they plan to train marshals to prevent anyone from attacking the Nazis. Immigrant groups have steered clear of endorsing the counter-rally, fearing immigration officials might use it to arrest undocumented workers. But an Ecuadorian immigrant, Nicholas Chango, says it's important that Hispanic immigrants make a good showing.
They should not and they must not be afraid. It's not going to be any like a police immigration to come and take to the jail or to be deported. They should make sure that people to be here, because their presence is very important.
The weekly farmers market on the Capitol Square will close early this Saturday to allow Capitol Police to set up special security barriers. Police plan a news conference on Friday to outline plans for preventing violence. There's no word yet on what the extra security might cost. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.